Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Nokia confirmed Thursday that its widely used Series 40 operating system has security vulnerabilities that could allow stealth installation and activation of applications. But the company is evasive on whether or not it paid 20,000 euros, or $29,500, to researcher Adam Godiak of Security Explorations, who wanted payment for the six-month effort spent finding the flaws. The mobile giant's position could rekindle the debate among security professionals on whether voluntary research should be rewarded by vendors whose products are affected. A technology trade group and a handful of news organizations have asked a U.S. court to lift its order to seal documents in the pending antitrust lawsuit brought against Intel by Advanced Micro Devices, saying the gag order has unnecessarily and unjustly withheld information from the public. AMD filed the antitrust lawsuit against Intel in June 2005, and in mid-2006, the two companies negotiated a court-approved agreement that closed some transcripts of hearings and teleconferences, as well as some court filings to the public. An Alabama woman has filed a class-action lawsuit against Apple, arguing that the iPhone's 3G network is slower than advertised. Jessica Alina Smith has filed a 10-page complaint alleging Apple to have breached express and implied warranty and quote-unquote unjust enrichment. Smith refers to the phone throughout her complaint as the defective iPhone 3G and argues that Apple's current ad campaign is misleading. The lawsuit comes at a bad time for Apple as iPhone 3G users suffer patchy connectivity and instability when making or receiving calls, despite the recent introduction of an Apple upgrade to repair the same problems. Chinese authorities appear to have blocked access to Apple's U.S. iTunes Music Store following the release of the 20-song Songs for Tibet: The Art of Peace collection on Wednesday. Users in Beijing, Shanghai, and Shenzhen confirmed that since as early as Wednesday morning, Beijing time, they began receiving quote-unquote unknown error messages when they tried unsuccessfully to access the store. Although Amazon.com remains available in China, its pages for both the Songs of Tibet CD and download page fail to load. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.